I've got Winnipeg musician, engineer, producer Tom Kowalski on the line. You're the guy that is sort of steering the Guess Who memorabilia and got it to the St. Vitale Museum. But the media on this has been absolutely insane. Are you a little bit surprised at that? And have you gotten any sleep, by the way?
Yeah, no sleep. I'm uploading to Facebook as we speak. I got great footage of the museum staff unboxing and Bob Holliday, the president there, is just an incredible guy with stories like crazy. And, you know, he has really inspired me. I plan on doing some fundraising for the St. Vitale Museum for sure. I've done many successful fundraisers for people in need. And, you know, the St. Vitale Museum needs to grow. And I'm so excited that this is going to bring more people in. It's just great. Yeah, I'm the steering guy. I'm the guy who stopped it from going in the dumpster and did the actual physical working, lifting, and bringing it back to my storage space and finding a place. Yeah, I took that on myself.
What's the story on that, by the way? Because the reports of how you got this stuff and why it was being thrown out and all of that is a little bit confusing. So what's the story behind this?
Well, the reason it's confusing, Kelly, is because there's an attempt to protect it, you know, someone who might be really embarrassed that they let it slip through their grip and possibly into the garbage. And that's the whole story behind that. And I am absolutely committed to not embarrassing anyone or shaming anyone. We are so lucky that we retrieved it literally before the lid went up on the dumpster. So someone close to the band, and particularly close to one band member, somehow, I guess, was entrusted with a massive amount of master recordings and videos and all kinds of stuff that had obviously been collected. You know, in the crazy world of rock and roll, things move fast and sometimes you're out of your place overnight or, you know, who knows what happened. But somehow this person close to the band came into possession of this, thought they'd be able to deal with it, and I guess had to store it somewhere, and it went to a family member's garage. And the intent was not to be there for long, and I guess to do something with it, but, you know, it's like the Lord of the Rings. The legend became myth, and myth passed into time, and, you know, 10 years went by, and they called me and said, man, we are just feeling so guilty, but we need our garage. This stuff is starting to show its age around the edges, because it was all nicely tarped up and boxed, but around the edges, you know, to tell you the truth, a few mice had nibbled at it. And
sure.
Yeah, they didn't want that happening. So they called me literally the night before that dumpster was going to be delivered, and it was all going in there to be removed. And who knows what would happen to it.
Then. Wow.
They opened that garage door. My eyes hit the sky. My mouth hit the floor. And for 2 hours, I was gingerly poking through that stuff and making sure I was careful with it. And a lot of times just wow, and look at this, not really digging too deep into it. But we knew right away what was there when we uncovered. And they were so happy that I was able to just not let it go in the garbage. I sat on it for 3.5-4 months looking for, you know, someone who wouldn't want to exploit it and give it to the people. And by luck, I found an old article about the St. Vitale Museum, emailed them, and Bob may be an old guy, but he was on that email back instantly, you know, please, yes, thank you. And I couldn't have found, you'll see in the videos, Facebook's not liking me for this long video I'm uploading, but you'll see in the videos just how incredible it is that it found its home, people unpacking stuff. The video speaks for itself. It's just, I won't do a spoiler thing there, but
right.
We're all so happy. And yes, I'm floored with the media attention. It's just unbelievable. But, you know, I heard Tom and Carrie talking about the Stones upcoming tour this morning, and how you'll never see a more diverse age audience. And I challenge that. I did the Brandy Backman tour 4 summers ago in Western Canada. We did MTS Center. And when I looked out from the stage onto that crowd, I was seeing 10-year-olds to 80-year-olds. And same with every tour we did. You know, it was absolutely, I got the same kind of shivers unpacking this stuff as I did standing on stage, watching from behind us as Randy Backman played Taking Care of Business and Let It Ride, and every person in that place, young and old, was on their feet, eyes lit up, cheering, cast back in time to those moments, and there's no better feeling than that.
Because you're an audio guy, right, Tom? That's what you do for a living?
I am. I'm an engineer, producer, and now a drummer for the last 10 years in several bands.
So that's how you came to be on stage, onto the side of the stage during that tour?
Well, actually, I was right in there because I was the stage tech setting up drums, amps, and believe me, there was a lot on that tour with Paul Rogers and Bad Company. They were the demanding people, and no, I was the on-stage tech, so I was right in the thick of it, right there.
Sure.
Right? Yeah, it was great. It was an honor and a pleasure for sure.
So back to this cache of stuff that came into your hands, and I respect that you don't want to embarrass anybody, and I won't push you on that because that's certainly fine. But I think that they probably shouldn't be embarrassed. We're all busy, and sometimes people don't understand what the interest might be in this kind of stuff. And what have you found? What's the most interesting thing that you found so far? And there is a ton of stuff, so you're just starting to get into it.
Oh, my God. We've already located the master tapes for the first Brave Belt album, which is Randy Bachman, Chad Allen, and Randy's brother, I believe, the precursor to the BTO.
Sure.
And on there says, there's one real thrill that says, rough mixes and rehearsal tape.
Wow.
You know, I know for my own band, we record everything, mm-hmm. and a lot of the stuff in between is talking and little riffs and stuff, so... You know, we've got, there's people coming out of the woodwork to help companies offering to do restorations for free, because obviously the St. Patoma can't just write a check for all this stuff. We need volunteers. And actually, yesterday, a videotape went over to a Winnipeg production service at their request and free to see if they could actually throw it in there and see one of these Guess Who performances from the Iowa Public TV in the early 90s.
Wow.
So I've yet to hear about that. There's a talk we may even get a 2-inch 24-track machine. Someone's going to lend it to us. That's crazy. That's a $150,000 machine. But, you know, people are just coming out of everywhere to offer their expertise, and, you know, and hopefully that will continue. And, you know, there's a Guess Who, old Guess Who song that's all this for a song. And I said to somebody in an interview yesterday, you know, you may ask, why am I going to all this trouble and hauling it around and doing all this work? If we get one song, it's all this for a song.
Absolutely it is.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter, even if nothing plays, it looks so cool and it's going to be a great addition to the Guess Who display there at the museum and bring more people in. I'd never even seen the display, and I do a walkthrough in my video, spoiler alert, but it's fantastic. And, you know, talking to Bob, if you saw my interview where he talked about doing, you know, the old teen canteens is what they called their dance parties, right?
Yeah.
I haven't told Bob yet, so hopefully he's not listening, but I want to do a fundraiser this summer for the museum and recreate a teen canteen theme. Get all the people who were around in those days from pictures and stuff, recreate what it looks like, find the right place to do it, and have a heck of a dance party and live back in the 60s for a night.
Oh, that'd be wild.
And all the money going to the museum, every cent.
Okay, so somebody close to the band was entrusted with this stuff and had it, and you told that story a little bit earlier. I know that Randy pretty much keeps everything, and I know that Burton pretty much keeps anything. Have you heard from any members of the band about whether they can add to the collection or any interest from them?
Nothing yet. I'm expecting to hear from Randy, especially since those Brave Belt tapes are there, and I should mention I found four reel-to-reels from Scrubble O'Kane.
Wow, really? Okay.
Yes. So Burton's really not in on any of this stuff, so I didn't expect him to call because he obviously knows he wasn't involved from 71 to 96 is the span of these tapes. What's interesting also, Kelly, is us finding bag full of lyric sheets and you know, lots of little phrases that indicate what the music they were listening to. There's one song in particular that speaks of strawberry fields. It speaks of a honky-tonk woman, and it also speaks of an American woman.
Really?
Yeah, we're really having fun looking through those and just reading these handwritten notes and studio cue sheets. I mean, that's gold right there. It all belongs in the museum.
And absolutely.
Yeah, that's where it belongs for sure.
And it all adds to this incredible history and fabric, and now the actual memorabilia from Winnipeg's incredible history, not just with the Guess Who, but with Brave Belt, Scrubble O'Kane, and all of these related bands, and just Manitoba's music history. This is a great find, and kudos to you for recognizing it, and kudos to the St. Vital Museum for also recognizing it and for doing what you've done. We're looking forward to more news and how this all shakes out as you go through it in the next few weeks and months.
Yes, indeed. And you nailed it there when you said that it's important for everyone, because my intent was never to discover a hidden Burton Cummings or Randy Bachman hit. It was actually to celebrate these people who had played on, you know, through the different versions of the Guess Who and never really stepped into the limelight. Yet they're all fantastic Winnipeg musicians. And I'm starting to get in touch with them now. Bob Russell, Dale Russell, you know, guys like that. And it's fantastic because they're going to get their due and everybody should get their 5 minutes of fame, you know, especially if you were in the Guess Who. Come on, you were in the Guess Who.
Right. Tom Kowalski, nice find. And we'll be following it in the weeks and months to come to see what you uncover.
I'll keep you in the loop, brother.
And thanks for listening, by the way. Appreciate that.
Every day.